as this pasuk of Yisbuch Loid, up until that pasuk is talking about if a Jew is Matish a Korbin B'shas Isra Bamos, when they had the Mishkan already, so you know how to make a Bama, and the Jew also worshipped it, big grieving, he brought a Korbin B'shas Isra Bamos, that for this he's Chayav Korot. Shere Onshin Oma, the pasuk says, Shenemrit says, V'yapesachoy Moed Lo Yevioi, so, and it says this, V'nichrusu is Chayav Korot. So, Aina Shemana, we hear the Issa, we hear the punishment. Azori Minan, how do we, where's the law? Where's the law that you're not going to bring a korban on the Bama, Bizman Isra Bamas, Bizman we have the Mishkan already? Talmud 11, the Pesach says, Tentalor Lasecha, Ukhir Abavin, like Abavin learns, Omer Abiloi, the Omer Abavin, Omer Abiloi, that Komokim Shnemer Hishomer, whenever a Pesach says the word of Hishomer, else the Pesach says ten, like here it says, Tentalor Lasecha, it means a law. That do not bring this korban on a bama. So there's a, this is the azara, or else the al. The pasuk says al ain't a well abloys to say. It means to say it's considered like a lav. This is the azara. So the psukim up until now we're talking about that somebody is matish a korban bizman isra habamis, and also he brought it on a bama when he's not allowed to. So for that is chayiv curse. Then mikan v'elach. What are the rest of the psukim talking about? Mikan v'elach umedaber v'kodeshim. Shekdisha and Bishas Hetrabums. Let's say somebody was makir the korban. Checked it on a bama. But here, if you had the Mishkan up already, so now the bama sarasa. So now somebody takes this korban and brings it on the bama, it's said mamish like he shechted it pachutz outside of Pnei Asodah. Well, today there's this, today we have no Hetrabums anymore. Today it's only in his makir. Yeah, but once we had the Beis Hamikdash, that's it. Once we came to Yishai and built the Beis Hamikdash, Eile Heter Bamas Leila. There's no more Heter for Bamas. You just told me that's told the Machlokes of the old Kedusha, Lishaito, he holds its Kitcha, is bottle. If the Kedusha was bottle, it would be Heter Bamas today. It's a Machlokes. Right? Malchus Akilu, who's the Vech of Neasoda? Vevim Lashem. Now, the supposed to Vevim Lashem, instead, you're supposed to take this carbon and bring it to the Mishkan. Bring it to Hashem. That's mitzvah sesay, or mitzvah lesesay. How do we know there's a lav here? That if you shecht it outside on the bama yichayiv, tamulay lo yizbuchu oides tivchayim. So we see with dash in our pasuk, lo yizbuchu oides tivchayim comes teach us that if you have this korban that you were makdishet bisman heterabomis, and now the mishkan was put up that you're not allowed to use the bama, there's a lav not to bring this korban on your bama. So if so, we see we use this pasuk for bamais. So after you tell me, this is a prophet to tell me that if you were, you make a shchita in front of an avodah zarah, that you chayiv. So, again, even here, yochol ye'onish chorus, maybe for this source, you chayiv chorus. Tam leimano chukas olim tiyah, zois lehem, that zois lehem v'lei acheres lehem. When you chayiv chorus only, when you are makdishit b'shas yitzra bomis, and you are makdivit b'shas yitzra bomis, then you chayiv chorus. But in our case, for when you were makdishit, you had a right to bring it on the bama. Only later, the mishkan was put up that now you can't bring it. You're only over allowed. There's no chiyuv koros. But our kohanim and takash, how could we use the pasuk we use b'chuloi to teach us that if you take a korban and shecht it in front of makulis, you chayiv misa, even though it's not a derech. You're telling me anything that came to him, you chayiv misa. This pasuk is used for something else. So Marim says we can make two drushes from here. On my rova, Kori Bey v'lo yizbuchu, for Kori Bey v'lo yoyt. The pasuk says v'lo yizbuchu oyt. So as if we put two parts to it, as if we put it v'lo yizbuchu, that's one lav, and then v'lo yoyt. So we can learn now two lavim from this pasuk. Say nechnami. This pasuk is also teaching us that if you take a korban and you shecht it in front of any avodah zarah in the world, you'd be chayiv misa. Even though it's not a derech over there, but since it's a derech kain pnim, for that you're also chayiv misa. That's this pasuk. Now the Mishnah says, Motza b'roshei mois. Let's say somebody finds on the head, the top of these stones of makulius, you find money, rasus, you find clothing there. I kelim, you find your tent, you find a plate there. Harei elu matorim, let us take these home, and it's mutter. Rashi says, Sheinim shel noi. That the Mishnah says, it was not put there to beautify the avodah zarah. Because the locker is, something only becomes asur b'noah with one of three things. Either it's not avodah zarah itself. Here, this hat on top of the makulis is not the avodah zarah.
or else because with it you worship the Avodah Zarah. Here not. The way they worship it is by throwing stones, not by putting money there. The other way is if it's noise. You have something that beautifies the Avodah Zarah, like charms, jewelry for the Avodah Zarah, that also becomes also banor. Here these three things have neither, therefore the mutter banor.
Mashen kein parchili anovim, clusters of grapes, v'yitarah shel shibolim, stalks made into crowns, v'yenis, or wine, shimonim, oil, v'siltas, flour, or else v'chol davish k'yotze by krom agabim mizbeach osa.
Anything that's brought agabim mizbeach, that's called a takruvoi kein pnim, something like it was done in the Beis Hamikdash, this takruvas, since they brought it to worship the Avodah Zarah, it becomes osa banor.
The Rosh says, minan emili, how do we know this? Omer Adchia by Yosef, Omer Abayshia, Kosev Echraim. One pasuk says, "V'tiru eshikutzayim v'yeskuleim." Look at these misa, these disgusting avodah zarahs. Eight sveven made from wooden stone, kesev the zor made from silver and gold. Ashurimor, that's with the goyim. That these things are also by now. The Kosev Echraim. Another pasuk says, "Loisach moed kesev the zor v'aleim." Do not take the silver and the gold that's on top of the avodah zarah. This pasuk is mashma, it's only osa, silver and gold. And the first pasuk is mashma, even eitz v'yevin is osa. So it's a stira. Why in the second pasuk did it leave out eitz v'yevin? Ha-ketzat, imohem dum yidyaleim. What's with them has to be like just on top of them.
In other words, these two psukim is like this. Ma'aleim, just what the pasuk says. It means it's only yosef b'hano if it's something is on it, but it's beautifying the avodah zarah is also but shein is shenoy mutter. Here in this passage it does not say eitz v'yevin, meaning even though you have something on the avodah zarah itself, if it's not there to beautify the avodah zarah, it does not become osa b'hano. Safi moim, the passage before that says imoim, even though something is with the avodah zarah, the same thing. Dovish shenoyos, if it's something that beautifies the avodah zarah, then it becomes also bano. But v'shemish shenoy, if it's not something that's beautifying the avodah zarah mutter, it does not become also bano. Just because you put something down on top of the avodah zarah next to the avodah zarah, it does not become also bano. Either one of two ways, either because it's noise beautifying the avodah zarah, but also like we had before, the yisoidus of takruvos, if you're worshipping the avodah zarah with it, but if not, just the fact it's found there, it does not become also bahano. The other one says, how do you know this? Just the opposite, the pasuk of aleihem is dumidimoyim, the first pasuk. Ma'imoyim, just like the first part, the first pasuk that says with it. It says eitz v'yevin, so komashimoyim. Anything that's with the avodah zarah, maybe anything you put next to the avodah zarah becomes also bano. So therefore, af aleihem, when the second pasuk says aleihem, also maybe kol shaleihem, maybe anything you find on top of the avodah zarah becomes also bano. Someone says that can be, because in Cain, if so, lo yemer aleihem. What do I have to have the second pasuk for aleihem? I know it from the first pasuk imoyim. Like madach, something that's just next to the avodah zarah. You're telling me anything that's next to it becomes osa banor. So pshita, what's on top of it becomes osa banor. So it must be the drushes are the other way. That when it becomes osa banor, even though it's next to or on it, it's only if it's there to beautify the avodah zarah. Then it becomes osa banor like the avodah zarah itself. And then if the guy is in a bottle it later, the yisr goes off it. Yeah. Now the Gemara is in our Mishnah Mois. Mishnah says you find money on top of the makulius. So why is it mutabano lukhura dovah shal nohu? It could be something to beautify the avodah zarah. Amidvar Abiyanai, the kis kosher for tololai betzavaroi. Our Mishnah is talking about that it's in a wallet, just tied around his neck, so it does not beautify him, therefore it's mutabano. Ksus clothing also dovah shanoi could also be something to beautify him. I'm the very Abiyanai b'ksus mekafelos v'neches le'aroishoi. Our Mishnah is talking about that it's a folded over cloth that's just there to put on top of him, not to make him look nice. Kli utensils also dovah shanohu. Amarapapa b'schifulei mashchilto aroishoi. We're talking about you have this cup, Rashi says, like a washing cup that you wash your hands with, that you put on top of his head. So it's not there to beautify him, it's only you put down there. Therefore, the Mishnah says these things are mutabano. Now, Omer Rav Asi Bachio, Kol Shulifnim Menakil Kolim. By regular, avoid the Zorah, that there are mechitzes, there are walls around it. So anything type of food you find inside the mechitzes, Afilu Maim Melech, even just water or salt, are osur. It's osur bano, because most probably they worship the avoid the Zorah with it. Since you find that inside the curtains, they worship the avodah zarah with it. It's takruvus. But chutzla kukolin, if you find some food outside the mechitzas of the avodah zara, outside the curtains, then dovashon no yosef, it's there to beautify the avodah zara. That's the limit before. Anything that's here to beautify the avodah zara becomes asamanor. But shenu shono, if it's not something to beautify it, then mutter. Then since it's outside the curtains, it was not brought to worship, it was not takruvus, and it's not something to beautify it, therefore it's mutter bano. But Omer Reb Yosi Bachanino Naktinin, we hold Ein Kilkolin Lo Lepor Vlo Lemakulis. To these two types of avodah zarah, there's no difference whether it's inside the curtains or outside the curtains. In other words, Sir Moses Lemay, what do you mean to say? If you want to tell me that filu pnim, even the food that's found inside the mechitzas of Baal Pur and Makulis, kechutz dami, it has the same halacha like other avodah zarah, where you find the food outside. Fishorin, it's muta, why should that be? Hashta purim meforim kanei, like here by the avodah zarah pur, where the mamish make there in front of the avodah zarah, they let their waste come out of the body in front of it. If so, like they relieve themselves there before the avodah zarah, if so, for sure then mayim or melech lemakrevinalei, shouldn't they for sure bring water and salt there, even though it's outside the mechitzas? So more said, Ella rather meant to say like this: afilu chutz kifnim, here by makulias and por, if you find salt or water even outside the mechitzas, it's also just like it would have been inside. Why? Dami v'yosa. The Rav Rashi says, since here they're not noy covered to this avodah zarah, so there's no inyan to have it inside. Therefore, even though it's found outside the kloyim, still we say it was takruvus, just they're not so much, but about the mekiyas in front of the baal por or baal makulias. Therefore, even the food that's found outside the avodah zarah is also asa banor. We say it was brought pateras takruvus. It was brought for korban, like for the avodah zarah. Therefore, it remains asa banor. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, the Mishnah that Nun Aleph of Abayis, the second Mishnah. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Avodas Kechovim Shehoyu Lo Gino or Merchatz. Let's say the Avodas Zorah owns a garden or a bathhouse, a Merchatz. So Locher is Nenin Mehem Shloi B'Tozva. A Jew is allowed to have enjoyment from this. There's no Din Hegdish by Avodas Zorah, even though the Avodas Zorah owns the Merchatz. So what? But you're not worshipping the avodah zarah by going here, so it's mutter to use the bathhouse. But shalai b'tayva means you're not allowed to pay the kaimrim, you can't give the kaimrim enjoyment. But v'yeinenu mehem b'tayva, if you have to give them a yashakoyach, like saying to kaimrim, the galochim, or pay them, then it's also for a Jew to have this, because you're not allowed to pay the kaimrim, the galochim itself. What's going to be...
Can't you say thank you?
That's a question. It's a machlokes. Some say thank you, and some say it's paying the money that's also. But just saying thank you, it's mutter. What's going to be shehoyu lagino? The hoyu shelo v'shelacherim. Let's say the avodah zarah and a shutter, somebody else owns the bathhouse together. So there are two people. Then nene mehen ben b'toyva or ben shelo b'toyva. Then you're allowed to have enjoyment from the bathhouse, even though it means you have to pay them some money. Because again, this is to pay money, it's not an issue of the writer. It's like the Rabbanim do not help the Galochim. But since here there are two people involved, it's not even to pay money to go in. Now, Avodas Kechovim, Shaloivei Kechovim, Asur Miyad. If a guy owns an Avodah Zarah, it's also right away. As soon as the guy makes the Avodah Zarah, even before he worships it, it becomes also Bahanur. The Shal Yisrael, let's say if a Jew owns an Avodah Zarah, then in Asura Shetavit, our Mishnah holds that by a Jew, the Avodah Zarah only becomes also when he worships it. But by a Goy, it becomes also right away as soon as he makes it. Now, Omer Abai, Abai says like this, what does the Mishnah mean, B'Toyva and Shalei B'Toyva, that you're allowed to use this bathhouse that belongs to the Avodah Zarah, Shalei B'Toyva? So B'Toyva means B'Toyva's Kaimrim, and Shalei B'Toyva means Shalei B'Toyva's Kaimrim. In other words, the Afuke Toyva Saiv Deho Deshori, that if you're paying money to come into this bathhouse to the workmen there, that's okay. The workmen keep the money for themselves. They work there, they get paid, that's all right. It's only yasa to give the money to the galochim. If you give the money to the galochim, they're going to use the money for the avodah zarah itself. So your money is going to be used to make the avodah zarah bigger, nicer, that's also. As long as the money does not go to the galochim, then it's okay. Ikka de Masna la Sefer. Some learn this heter on the Sefer. It says in the Sefer, Ho you shalom v'shalacherim. If this bathhouse belongs a partnership, half to the Avodah Zarah and half to a private person, then it says the Mishnah, Nenem Yem B'Teva V'Shnei B'Teva, that you're allowed to enjoy this bathhouse whether paying or not paying for it. So on this, Amar Abaye says, B'Teva means B'Teva Sacherim, and Shalei B'Teva means Shalei B'Teva Sacherim. That on the safe reason, that B'Teva means B'Teva Sacherim, and Shalei B'Teva means B'Teva Sacherim. So it's like this, Man demasti lo ha-seifah kol shukhein ha-resha. That for sure on the resha it's the same halakha. Either for sure on the resha you're not allowed to pay payment to the galochim. Madach in the seifah, when they're shutfist, there's another partner. Still he learns you're not allowed to pay the money to the galochim. So for sure in the resha, where it only belongs to the Avodah Zarah, for sure you cannot pay the money to the galochim. But a man in Master La Ratio, whoever learns this Chumra in the Ratio, but in the Sefer, Kivon Yikachirim Ador, since there's partnership, there's another person involved, Afilu Batevas Kerim Namishapadomi, that in the Sefer you're allowed to pay money even to the Galochim. So there's two Lishnis, what's Galocha? Are we Makel in the Sefer when the bathhouse is owned both by the Avodah Zarah and by another partnership? Is it mutter even if you have to pay money to the galochim? That's the first Mishnah. Mm-hmm. And the second Mishnah is no. Even in such a case with this partnership, still it's also to pay money to the church like to the Avodah Zarah, but by giving them to the galochim, because by giving them money, even though this partnership, but half of the money is going to be used for the galochim, which is going to use it to beautify the base of Avodah Zarah, therefore it's also. Yeah. Now, our Mishnah says, Avodis Kechavim, Shalavi Kechavim, Asur Miyad. So, Masnis and Man, who does our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Akivi. Our Mishnah goes according to the sheep of Rabbi Akiva, like we'll soon see. Goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Tatani, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, Avoy Tavdun es kol amakoymois, asher ovdu sham hagoyim. That he's supposed to destroy all the places that the goyim worship. So we dash, and this pasuk applies to the kelim shenishtam shubhem leavodas kechavim. Hakosim adabu. It's talking about utensils, kelim shenishtam su, that served the avodah zarah. They used these kelim to serve the avodah zarah with. So now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, awesome, let's say they made these utensils, but v'loi gomrim, they didn't finish making it yet, or else gomrim, they finished making them, v'loi havim, they did not bring it. Let's say the shovel to clean the Avodah Zarah with. They did not bring it yet, or else Sevim, they brought it, but V'lei Nishtam Shevim, they did not use it yet. Yochi Yayasur, maybe should be Yosef Bano, Talmud Lehm, the Pasuk says, no, Asher Ovdu Shom HaGoyim, that the Goyim worshipped and used these kelim, these utensils, to serve their Avodah Zarah. Then, therefore, the Yosef Bano. So the Pshat is, Shein Asurim HaChiyavdu, that the Tashmishi Avodah Zarah is only also if the Goyim worship them. Mikan Amru, from here was learned out that Avodah Kechavim Shlovi Kechavim, that if a Goy has an Avodah Zarah, not only the Tashmishim, but even the Avodah Zarah itself, the idol itself, Eina Asura Achet Yovad, it only becomes Asa Bano if the Goyim worship it. We'll soon see, this is Rabbi Shmuel Shita. There's not like our Mishnah, that even an Avodah Zarah of a Goy only becomes also when he worships it. Actually, Yavdu. Of Ishal Yisrael. What about if a Jew owns an Avodah Zarah? Then Asur Miyad, then it becomes also right away. As soon as the Jew owns it, whether he made it or whether he bought it, right away it becomes also Bano. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. These are words of Rabbi Yishmael, not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Chilaf Advarim. Change it around. Just the opposite. Avoidus kechavim shlovi kechavim asur miyad. If a guy owns an avodah zarah or made it, as soon as he finished making it, it becomes asur bano, even before he worships it. V'shel Yisrael, if a Jew owns an avodah zarah, at shetavoid, it only becomes asur bano once he worships it. That's the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and now Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Oh my man, what we just say, the kelim shenishtam shubhem. That this pasuk of Avei Tavdun is called Makoymos is talking about kelim that were used to serve the Avodah Zarah. That's called Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. Like they used the shovel there to clean up around them, the broom, what the Mishamish the Avodah Zarah with, is also Asa Bano. So first the question is that pshat in this pasuk, Abe Tavdin is called Hamakoymos. Hamakoymos Ksiv, it says places. Places means the ground. So we're not talking about utensils, we're talking about Makoymos, places. So Mar says true, but the main winyan Makoymos. If the pasuk cannot really be talking about really places, meaning mountains or hills, why? The Lord Mitzvah, because they do not become Masabano. If the Goyim worship Makoymos, places, if they worship a mountain or a hill, the mountain does not become Masabano. The still we have before, the pasuk says, Eloheyem al Hehorim, and Avoid the Zorah on top of the mountain. And the Diyuk is, for Lo Yehorim Eloheyem, and not if they worship the mountain itself. The mountain itself, which is Mechuba Lekakra, attached to the ground, there was no Tzfitzis Yad Adam. The man did not make any Shinui, didn't change the mountain, does not become Asabano. So, therefore, this Pasuk, when it says, Abay Tabdin is called Mekoymos, it cannot really apply to a mountain to places, because places do not become Asabano. So what is the Pasuk talking about? So Mar says, if it's not talking about really Mekoymos, to Nuinya Lekalim, put the Pasuk